Welcome to the Sanha program on Radio Islam International. We welcome Mullah Ridwan to the program. Mullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, you know, with the change of season, now we're going into warmer season. Is there a different trend with regards to the queries that come through? Are people more interested in ice creams and perhaps different types of fizzy drinks and all of that? Is there anything like that?
Not really. We don't generally experience a difference in the type of questions depending on the change of season. Yes, we do experience a change or a frequency increase of certain products. If, for example, there's a special running at a particular chain store, then you'd have a lot of queries on a particular item, so you'd know something's definitely on special. The other instances would be closer to Ramadan. People would query about fillet, chicken fillet, and, you know, to make the savories. They would also query about pastries that can be used. You'd find frequent queries and an increase in queries on cereals. So at the time of before Ramadan, yes, there would be an increase in certain amount of queries. And then sometimes you would find certain queries would pop up, like towards the end of the year, you'd have queries on what do you call them, year-end functions, and then you'd have queries on which hotel serve halal food, etc. Are we going on a trip here? What should we do at this hotel for breakfast, etc.? So, yes, we do have an increase in queries at certain times of the year, but generally it's not weather-related or season-related, but due to circumstances, as I've mentioned.
Well, we appreciate that explanation. Now, let us go into our first query. Is Timurul Chappies halal?
As far as Timurul is concerned, there are a few variants that are not permitted. For example, the taste twist, the berry party, you'd have Timurul, a few variants that have gelatin. You'd have the sensations from Timurul that are not permitted as well. It would be best if consumers could call our offices and ask about specific flavors. We'd be able to then, inshallah, advise them according to the information that we have on hand.
Jazakum akhir. A reminder to the listeners, the lines are open. 011-854-1548. If you'd like to call in or share, you know, you would like to gain information on any of the products. More in terms of the Sanha events calendar, I'm just looking at that on the Sanha website. And it shows that 25th of August to 31st of August, there is the Fera International Daputo in Maputo. Then the next one is United Arab Emirates, Oz and Oman. The World Food Fair in Istanbul in September. The 8th International Halal and Tayyib Conference, also in September in Turkey. Then the Kenya Trade Show that will be in Nairobi. World Food Moscow in Russia. Then in Indonesia, then Malaysia, then followed by that Saudi. So these things that have been put up, are all these trade shows and all of that, will Sanha be attending all of them?
As you mentioned, there's quite a few of them. No, Sanha will not be attending all of them. Yes, the major events that occur throughout the globe that we do normally participate in, for example, the World Halal Conferences. Sometimes in Turkey, as you've mentioned, conferences there, Moscow. So depending on invitation, depending on whether Sanha will be presenting a paper or the relevance to the organization networking on an international stage, that will determine whether we participate. You've mentioned quite a lot of events, and it would be quite difficult to attend all of them. What's listed on our website is but a few of the expos and the trade shows that take place around the world. And so, no, we don't attend all of them, but yes, the key areas of international networking and participation, our representatives are present at such forums. What we do list on the website is obviously, you know, food-related, industry-related, things that have to do with halal certification of food. And, you know, visitors to our website, if they have an interest in certain of those trades, those shows, then they have the details at the press of a button and they can make available their bookings, etc.
Okay, let's go to our callers. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, what is it that you'd like to know?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, I want to know Melrose cheese spread.
Melrose Street cheese spread, okay.
Spread, is it suitable for halal?
See, the Melrose cheese spread, besides the bacon flavor, obviously, all the other variants, the cheddar melt, the sweet malt, those are halal, you may have them.
Okay, jazakumullah khair for that call.
I just couldn't hear properly on my radio.
Okay, so you know what, Mulana will respond. You put down because you left the radio on in the background, so there's an echo. Exactly. Okay.
I'll respond again, right?
Okay. Amar, could you repeat the answer, please?
As far as the Melrose spread is concerned, besides the bacon flavor, we do approve all the other flavors like the sweet milk and the cheddar flavor. So no problem with them. You may consume that.
JazakAllah khair. We go to the next one.
Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Tell me the Magnum ice creams. Can we eat it?
Magnum ice cream is made in South Africa. Those are certified by Senha. The Magnum ice creams that come from overseas, unfortunately, on those we are unable to give assurances. For example, on the tubs that come from Hungary, those we do not have any information on that. The ones that are made in South Africa will carry the Senha logo and it would be easily identifiable.
Okay, JazakAllah. And the clover cream and the clover sour cream?
See, both the fresh cream and sour cream are halal.
Okay, JazakAllah so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam. Yes, so those are some of the queries that have come through, and you can continue sending your queries through on 072-786-1548. 076-786-1548. The next one, it is with regards to more of the strawberry flavor of the Stimmerl, Chappie.
The strawberry flavor, no, in the Stimmerl range, that is not halal.
The next one is the Robertson's Essence.
See, the Robertson's Essences are certified by Senha, there's no problem with it, it is halal.
JazakAllah khair. Then the next one that comes through, and this one is with regards to this one coming through with regards to the Ace Millimeal.
Ace Millimeal is halal.
011-854-1548. The next one is the Goldie Chicken. Is Goldie Chicken Sanha approved?
Yes, it is. It is halal.
0786-1548. The next one is with regards to the Dairy Bell Long Life Milk.
The Dairy Bell Long Life Milk is halal as well.
The next one, well, it seems to be a bit of a vague message. It says that about a week ago on WhatsApp, I read about a certain milk that the MJC says is not halal and Sana says it is halal. Can you please explain to me what's going on?
Okay, what has happened about that is, as you recall, last week we did discuss the Crystal Valley milk. What had happened is in one particular store, a notice was put up that the milk is not halal. And anyway, it caused a lot of confusion. It went on social media. The product is made in Poland, so we investigated it. Our helpline was inundated with calls, emails was flooded. People wanted to know whether the Crystal Valley milk, the long life milk, was halal or not. So being in Poland, obviously, it did take a lot longer than it would have taken had the product been manufactured locally. Nevertheless, we contacted the suppliers, we contacted the manufacturers in Poland, and we sought information, got declarations, etc. The message that was going around with regards to the Crystal Valley milk having pork in it and having pork enzymes and bone, treated with bone, etc., that is something that is very far-fetched. And even though, you know, it's far-fetched, we nevertheless had to investigate it. And so once we investigated it, we did come to a conclusion that based on the information that had been received, nothing else besides cow milk was used in there. There was no preservatives, there was no flavoring, there was no fortification agent, nothing of that sort, no vitamins added to the milk. It was purely cow's milk, 100% cow's milk. Nothing added to any of the processes, et cetera, that would render it non-permissible. Based on that, and the declarations received and information was evaluated, we did conclude and notify the public that the milk is, in fact, halal. There is no need for concern, with regards to it. We have then been made aware of, a letter or a statement issued by the MJC where if you read the statement, it does state that the exact same things that Poland manufactures the product, and unfortunately they did not have the information and therefore advise caution and advise people not to consume it based on the fact that they did not have sufficient information on that. It was not declared to be a product or to be declared non-halal, but rather because they did not have the information at hand, that people should abstain from it. I don't think there's a contradiction in the sense, because initially Sanhai as well, when we received the information, when we received these messages and calls, we also alerted consumers to just hold on until we could find information. And once we had the sufficient information, we advised consumers that it is halal.
Zakum wa khair for that moment. We go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, what is it that you'd like to know?
Is Marvelous Creations made by Dairy Milk Halal?
Yes, it is halal.
Okay. Jazakumullah.
Amen.
Jazakumullah khair for that call. That's another query that comes up. One of the tweet that comes on the Sanha timeline says, consumers are urged to contact our offices and verify information prior to circulating. Same as it is an Islamic obligation to verify before we amplify. Well, this a tweet always has a deeper meaning. There's something that comes behind formulating it. Is it precisely this entire saga of the circulation?
Yes, it's exactly this. If you read a few tweets up or below that, I don't know which way it's coming on the screen, but this was part of a series of tweets that we had tweeted to inform consumers on exactly the same thing that I just mentioned a few moments ago. And we did, that the product is halal, and we had advised consumers that they should query, because what happens is, as you know, in the social media arena, somebody gets it without checking and verifying it. They send it on to 10, 15, 20 people, sometimes to the entire contact list. And, it just seems to increase and multiply. And before you know it, we had queries from various parts of the world with regards to this particular product. And, in some countries, the product is not even in existence there. It's not sold there. They've never heard of it. But because of social media, it starts getting sent to different parts of the world. And we receive queries on that. So, yes, our advice is that, and this is the advice of Sharia, always clarify something before you amplify it, before you forward it, before you make it known, before you propagate it. Sometimes it just creates unnecessary confusion. It creates unnecessary mayhem in the community. A lot of people have purchased the product. I believe it wasn't special, so people have purchased many cases, and now everybody was worried on that. So instead of just holding on, querying, seeing if there's any truth to it, a lot of people had sent it out, and this creates confusion and it creates an uneasy situation. So yes, that message was part of the same process that we had been undertaking. And alhamdulillah, we had received many queries from consumers who wanted to, in fact, find out what is the reality of it before they had forwarded it.
The next one is the Baker's One Door biscuits halal?
If they may be referring to the Budwa biscuit that is halal, I'm not sure about Budwa, but the Budwa, yes, that finger biscuits are halal.
Okay, we do have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum. We're going to ask the caller to call back with the receiver put off in the background. Yes, it becomes a bit of a problem and that we can't hear what you are saying. So therefore, please do take care of that and then you can call back. Moa, is there any problem with the sunflower oil?
No, there isn't a problem with that.
011-854-1548, looking at our WhatsApp number. The next one is that, is the Orange Grove Fresh Cream, Wakefield? Oh no, first let's look at that Orange Grove Fresh Cream.
Unfortunately, we don't have information. We used to certify the facility, but since the introduction of Cello Cream into certain products, we unfortunately don't have any association any longer, and I'm unable to comment on the status of the fresh cream there.
Then the next one is the Wakefield Jelly.
That particular product also, I don't have any information on it, unfortunately.
011-854-1548, that is the number. The next one is the Oreo Biscuits.
Oreo Biscuits, you can have them, all the flavors except the strawberry flavor.
011-854-1548, the next one is that, how can one company have halal and non-halal products?
Okay, I'm not sure what they're referring to exactly. It would be best if they could, you know, clarify and give further information on specifics, and then we'd be able to perhaps comment on it. As a general rule, yes, a company that manufactures halal and or non-halal products on the same facility, the same preparation area, that would be a highly problematic and would be a violation of halal certification requirements that we have. Sometimes a particular company would have a dedicated facility where certain products of their or certain lines carry halal certification, and you have a company that owns various companies or various products under their brand, that may be made at a totally independent facility. But yes, if it's made at the same facility, you cannot have a situation of having halal and non-halal in one common preparation area. That would just not work.
Okay, let's take the next caller. We have a few callers and we're going to... Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Who am I speaking? Hello?
Yes, you're speaking to Yusuf Musaji, and Maulana Ridwan is waiting to take your query.
Maulana, I just wanted to bring it to your attention that I think there's a place here in Bosonia, across the road from the Glen, it's called Chili Pickle.
Yeah.
I don't think it's halal, but it's got the Sena sign and everything there. So I think it's quite important, you know, that people know that it's not halal.
Okay, so Maulana is going to look at that. Okay, Jazakumullah khair for the heads up, we really appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay.
Thanks, eh?
Assalamualaikum. Next one, Assalamualaikum.
Hello?
Yes, Waalaikum Assalam, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
I've got a query here, two queries. Nivea cream, it got benzyl alcohol, is it sun approved?
You can use it, yes.
Nivea cream, benzyl alcohol, it got in it.
So you can use it.
And Skin Clinic got that... Cathedral alcohol also. You can use it.
Sorry, what's the name of that one?
Cetearyl.
Is that also in the Nivea one?
Nivea is Benzyl alcohol.
I'm saying are both of those alcohols found in the Nivea cream?
No. One is in the Skin Clinic cream, the cathedral, and benzyl alcohol is in the Nivea cream.
Okay, as far as the Nivea cream, that is permissible. The Skin Clinic, that one there, we don't have any information on.
Okay, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
The next one is endearment sweets halal?
No, that has gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals. We don't approve them.
Okay, and then we go to the next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Tell me the dairy belt yogurt, Sunday halal.
Cerebral yogurts are not approved by Shana. They contain gelatin.
Oh, okay. Is it not halal gelatin?
No, the gelatin is derived from non-halal sorted animals. We don't approve them.
Oh, okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
The next caller, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
She, what is it that you'd like?
I just want to find out about Goldie's chicken.
Yes?
She, Goldie's chicken is halal.
Okay, jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair for that. That's where we leave it for this evening, Ma. You can remind us of the contact details.
As you can see, you can call our helpline 0861-786-111. You can email us helpline at senha.org.za. Our website address is www.senha.org.za. Our Twitter handle is @senha_halal. And our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority.
Jazakumullah khair, Ma. We appreciate your time.
Jazakumullah.
That was Mullah Ridwan Vaid with the Sanha Calling Program.